Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the beats, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class unique. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and
it's Esther, Peace Remix family.
Peace and greetings to everyone out there. It is so good to have you guys joining us here live in the forum tonight. Are you there, Esther? Can you hear okay?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I can. It seems okay. a little
far
there,
away. I know. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We have so much to tell you guys that definitely you do want to tune into the show tonight. Mojo Magic we're going to be doing. It's going to be open mic, of course, with myself and Esther and all of you, the Remix family, joining us here. But we do have some other goodies we want to share with you guys as well, too, and just a whole lot of things that are going on as we get ready to get into the share. I see many of you are getting yourselves all tuned up on the phone lines. Also, keep in mind that you can come on over and you can join us on the phone lines. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's going to get you locked in to the remix right here. And also know that if you're an international, caller and you want to come on over and you want to join us in the remix as well, just dial the U.S. country code. It doesn't matter what country you're calling in from, and that's how you're going to get yourself locked in and tuned into us right here in the remix. So you can do that. You can also Skype in, which is always so cool to do. So you just go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and you will see the Skype there. And you can just Skype in. That's going to get you locked in as well. Now, the chat room is open, and everyone's kind of getting themselves all situated to get into the chat. We see you guys all filled up on the phone lines, but you definitely can come on over and join us in chat. I'm in chat. Esther's in chat. The whole Remix family is in the chat room as well, so they'll definitely make you feel welcome. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let us be the first to say welcome. Welcome.
Welcome
to the Remix. Yeah. And let us be the first to say welcome. It is so much shit going on in the air, you guys. And we're going to be talking about that tonight here on the remix before we get ready to kick off open mic. And for those of you out there that you see, that you rap, that you want to spit a little bit of poetry, you can definitely come on over and you can do that as well. And so welcome, you guys. Welcome all of us. Yes, that is Jackie Jellin rapping in the background, our official, you know, feline spirits that join us here, conscious felines that join us in the remix. Yes, they are joining us. You hear them in the background. They have a lot to say. We were talking with them earlier. Yes. We will get that message out to those that need to hear it. We'll make sure. So we're going to be doing all kinds of cool things. I want to invite you guys to come on over to get in there. Shouts out to everybody. We're going to be doing international shouts out in just a moment, but we want you to get yourself situated while we get ready to dance. Again, if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. Welcome to our international listeners, which Esther's going to be doing the international shout-out for us this evening. We'll do that a little later in the show. But if you're a guest and you're over here on the Remix Radio page, do not miss the opportunity to click the link at the bottom. Sign up. Tell us who you are. Come on in, the Remix family, and everyone will certainly make you feel welcome, 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 welcome. Now, I want to remind you guys that the Remix is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We don't sleep. We don't ever sleep. We're always doing what we need to do, grinding, knowing our magic, and it's available for you on demand. So that's it. You can wake up, and many of you have told the stories. You woke up in the middle of the night and decided you wanted to go back and you wanted to listen to the Remix. So even though you can find the Remix everywhere, you go to YouTube, you go everywhere. People have found the Remix on group websites, private clubs, and, you know, all kinds of places while driving in their friend's car, listening to it everywhere, the vibration, the frequency, still singing out that powerful, very powerful message that is timeless, timeless, all of our shows from all of our amazing guests. Many of them who have propelled themselves from this platform and still continue to do their work and walk in their light from this very sacred space. So we want to welcome all of you to the Remix. And everybody, guests, seen and unseen, just all of you guys from all over the world, just welcome you guys here to the Remix. So now, I want to talk a little bit, and the first thing I want to say is I got an email right before the show started from one of our international listeners a couple of hours ago, and I just happened to get the message that there is a plane that is missing right now, and the plane left from Malaysia, and you guys know we have many listeners who are listening from Malaysia, and this plane took off early, around 2 a.m. in the morning. And this plane headed out, and as the plane began to head out, I believe it was headed to somewhere in China, Beijing, or somewhere, yeah, it was headed towards Beijing. It's a Boeing 777, and yes, now it's all over the news, but this was earlier, and so I want us to all just take a moment to send love and light to not only those who are on the plane, because it was a total of 239 passengers on the plane, and there were so many adults. There were like 227 adult passengers, two infants, and 12 crew members who were on the plane. And actually, what is interesting, we talked about the Pacific, which is something that we talked about last year. I told you guys a lot of things happening over the Pacific Ocean and what was sort of going on there, and even what was happening with Asia and the new records and different things that were going on. Now, keep in mind, this particular airline has not had a crash or any kind of fatality or anything in over 20 years. That's interesting. We can say that, right? The plane became missing immediately when it crossed over the ley line of the Vietnam. I'm going to tell you why this is important in a minute. And they were actually 2 hours into flight when this happened, exactly at the two-hour mark. They were over Vietnam, and this is when the plane went missing. And the plane went missing at 2 hours. They lost communication, and the plane is still missing at this particular time. So I want us to send love and light out to the family members that were on the plane, to those on the plane, and as well as those who may have family and friends that are there. The email from the person that I received from the brother in Malaysia, I'm assuming, because a lot of family members had been notified, not with any kind of details, but just being notified that there was a loss of communication with this particular plane. And so we just want to send love. That definitely is what we want to send out, is just love to all of our family members all over the world, or anyone who has families that are being impacted by this, because ultimately, on a collective consciousness, we're all being impacted by it. And I'm going to talk about some more things that are going on at this particular time. So that's one of the things. So let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment and, you know, just really, really just send that love and that light. And even when we get ready to get into the song tonight, we're going to be lifting up light into the air so that they can find the plane, so that they can be able to locate this, and the family can get their closure and their love and their understanding that all parties are going to need in this very, very tumultuous time that's happening here at this time, in this divine tumultuous time. Okay, so, yeah, we're going to dance. And we're going to have open mic tonight. So myself and Esther are definitely, we are definitely, absolutely, positively, we are definitely looking for you guys' input tonight. So get those pens and those papers out, if the poetry, if you're a singer, we want to hear from you. We want you to call in. Tonight is open mic, and I'm quite sure it's a remix, so, you know, who knows what can happen? Who knows right. what can go on? It's the remix. It's just some magical things that are happening here. The other thing I want to talk to you guys about what's actually happening right now, that has a lot to do with the energy that's going on the planet. A lot of it is in the air. And I want to share this. Oftentimes when a lot of this information comes through, it, you know, sometimes I know it's just for me, and you know, and that's cool too. But I really want to share this because it helped me with some understanding, and I really, really want you guys to have this understanding. And I see even one of the sisters in the chat room is saying something that I've been getting reports all week of, people talking about headaches, having these headaches. I got a call just the other day. Sister Mike told me she was having some headaches. But a lot of people all week long, I see happy in the chat room, headaches. So many of you have been talking about it. Some other people have emailed me and said, it's kind of like I had a hangover, but I didn't have anything to drink. It's like I had this hangover, this underlining sort of kind of headache that is there, just a light little tension that's going on. Well, I want you to understand that what's happening at this particular time, and we all feel things different. So I will tell you this, if you tend to stay in your headspace a lot, you're going to be impacted by headache. For some of us, we may have experienced some back pain, some lower back pains, because right there at the spinal cord, this is another one of those points. And for others, you may have been feeling some energy with your feet, at the bottom of your feet. Others may have also felt this in the palms of their hands as well, too. These are some of the places. What's happening, particularly for those of us who have really just been into our work, and sometimes we get so caught up in that word, Esther, our work, and we think it has to always be some magical shit where we're blowing dust or lighting candles or jumping up and down and, you know, putting dots
chanting
on our forehead.
And shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chanting.
Yeah.
Putting dots on our forehead, you know, slapping a babe on its butt, you know, that we really miss the point. We are definitely spiritual beings having this human experience. And we understand the importance of rituals. I mean, you know, anytime the real world catches up with these terminologies and these terms, it really lets you know that at this point we can evolve ourselves to really sort of kind of express that in maybe a different way. Do you know that they have a dating show now on Bravo called Men's Single Men's Rituals? Like, really?
Yep.
So when you know that it has gone to that particular level, know that a lot of these things can begin with you. They can begin with you, and you can set your own practices into place, and whether it's through meditation, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through just having a wonderful evening with your family, whether it's coming here listening to the remix, you know, whether it's going outside and just looking at the stars or getting up early in the morning and going for a walk and just really looking at nature and just allowing yourself to see that, whether it's laying in bed at night and closing your eyes and completely going with inside your body and really just doing that internal landscape, just walking. Sometimes I take a walk on the inside. You know, we often go outside and we take a walk, and I love doing that as well. But sometimes I go within and I walk my body. I walk my physical body. I take a look at all of my energy centers and, you know, walk down my arms and my legs and my back and, you know, just take an internal view of ourselves. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as well, too. So much is going on. By the way, we had a huge asteroid that just came zipping by the planet. And if you notice and you take a look at some of the things that media, the you know, NASA and everybody's saying, it's like, it came very, very close to Earth. It came very, very close to Earth. Duh, of course it did, because it came from Mars. So, let me explain. I hear you, Magellan. Matter of fact, isn't Magellan on Mars right about now? Is that, where did Magellan go? Magellan Magellan went to Mars. Magellan went to Mars. But I want to talk about that because we know that all of these things are here, and they really have this internal meaning. And when I say, did Magellan go to Mars, I seriously mean that. Like, there is a robot that they sent a satellite, and the satellite, one of the last satellites that they have expressed to us that they sent into space, was called Magellan. Somebody's listening to the remix. But, So literally, Magellan is in outer space up there. But I want to talk about this asteroid, that this huge asteroid that was coming from Mars and coming so close to Earth. And here, you know, they're saying it was floating in outer space and it was coming. I want to talk about Mars because Mars has been coming up on the radar, and in the next couple of years, it's going to be coming up even more. In fact, there's a movie that's going to be coming out. Actually, they're pitching it sort of as fantasy, but it's actually real fantasy. And we know that exists. We play in that reality of the 1% and mix it with the 99% of this world's illusion all the time. And we know that when you put certain thoughts and frequencies out into the atmosphere, it causes change and different things to happen. So let's talk about Mars for just a brief moment, and I just want to kind of get this out to you guys. I hope you find it as exciting and interesting and begin to do your own research, channeling, and connect with this energy, and I know a lot of you have already done it anyway, so this is cool that I get to share with like minds in this space where all of the great leaders, thinkers that are really, really cutting edge, which that's how I look at you guys as well, being as well. So when we start to think about Mars, Mars is one of those planets that's very, very close to the planet Earth. And one of the things that science will tell you is that Mars comes close to the planet Earth every 2 years. Every 2 years, Mars comes very, very close to the planet Earth. Well, that's not exactly true. See, actually, Mars is very close to Earth anyway. It's really, really close to Earth. But how come we don't know that Mars is this close to Earth? One of the reasons we don't know how Mars is so close to Earth is because it does not line up with the reflection of our moon. So let me tell you what that means. And Mars does not have a moon in its orbit. So you can't really see Mars. The reflection doesn't always show up that Mars is that close. So that's one of the reasons they think it's every 2 years that Mars is coming close. But in fact, Mars is very, very close to our ass, and sometimes closer than anybody wants to know. But here's another interesting fact about Mars. Mars does not have a moon, so it doesn't show the reflection. And Mars wobble, you know, the dance, wobbly, wobbly, wobbly. Yeah, Mars wobble. Mars can wobble. You know how to say, can you do wobble? Mars wobbles. In fact, it shifts, it moves, it wobbles, it does all kinds of things. It's a very active planet. It has a lot of shit going on. I want to take you back, and this was the story we did here on The Remix. Do you guys remember a couple of years ago? Well, I want to save that. We're going to save that. We're going to talk about that. But I want to talk about this. Let's go back to when Mars was discovered again here on the planet. Because, you know, discovery is only as great as the person who discovered it when they discovered it. It doesn't mean that it just came about, but it's been there. So one of the things about Mars is that when Mars was first discovered, it was discovered by an astronomer his name was Giovanni. And Giovanni was so excited when he discovered Mars, he could barely contain himself. He didn't know he didn't know what to do with himself. He found something that was interesting, that he seen there was a similarity between Mars that also had on the Earth. And that was one of the fascinating things. He discovered that Mars had these canals. They look like canals on it. And, you know, he was very excited. Then later, there was another astronomer, I can't remember his name, but what he called them was shallow canals. In fact, he called them artificial channels. Now, I want you guys to take note of the word, an artificial channel. Now, somebody may say, well, an artificial channel is exactly what it is. It's an artificial channel. It's a channel that's not real. And this is what the astronomer was communicating, because he really didn't understand what he was looking at Mars, because he was seeing so much what was going on in Mars. He was also seeing the same thing on the planet Earth. So he called it artificial. An artificial channel, a channel that's not real. So whatever we're looking at, or whatever we think we're looking at, is not really what we're looking at, is what he was saying. But what they were really looking at was ley lines. Just like Earth has energetic ley lines that cross it, Mars has ley lines as well. You know, the fascination with Mars has been around since the beginning of time, since they have discovered Mars back in the early 1800s. That fascination has been there. And one of the other things is that often there's a lot of money that NASA puts out that they put into exploring Mars. In fact, Mars has another name. And the other name for Mars is that Mars is a secret planet. They say Mars is the planet of many damn secrets. They call Mars the secret planet because they know that life exists there. Maybe not human life as we know it on Earth, but they know that there are some fucking living beings there. So they are pumping billions of dollars into trying to find out what's going on damn Mars. And they won't let it go. I don't care how many years since the early 1964, they will not let it go. They would not let it go. They simply will not let it go. Now, one of the things I will tell you is there was a gentleman, and he did a lot of work on Mars. And one of the things that he did with his work on Mars, his name was Lowe's. Just like the store Lowe's, his last name was Lowe's. Lowe's had a lot of visions, and he wrote a lot of books. And when he wrote these books based on channels he was getting from Mars, people started asking a whole lot of fucking questions. Like, where you getting this from? What you mean there's Martians? What does the Martians look like? And what is the Martians going to do? Are the Martians coming to get us? Are they trying to kill us? Are they at war with us? They trying to take over us? And to this day, that still drives a lot. Yes. Yes, OT. To this day, it still drives sort of that whole mysticism. And they didn't have mysticism. You're exactly right, OT. They were paranoid. about Mars. And they thought that there was going to be this invasion, that Mars was coming to hurt us. Well, I'll tell you guys this. I have spoke to many other beings from other planets, and they are simply not interested in hurting our non-knowing asses. They are not interested in doing no fucking harm to us. We are the least of that damn worry. Trust and believe. They are not worried about that. They are not interested in harming, hurting, none of that. You know, a lot of that fantasism has been built up in our minds. In fact, to the point that people who do a lot of investigation on that side have caused more harm in the light of what they say are foreign beings or Martians than the actual aliens or Marshals has ever done, ever. So know that. They're not the ones doing it. But there is a whole driving force behind that. But let me stay on topic here because I want to talk about this. Now, a couple of things began to start happening in the United States and across the world when Mars got discovered. There were quite a few canals that were being built. The Panama Canal. There was another canal. I can't think of the name of the canal right now, but it'll come back to me. But there were quite a few, the Erie Canal, there were quite a few canals being built around this time that they discovered what they called artificial channels or artificial canals on Mars. And by them studying how that canal was built, this is what led to a lot of the engineers to be able to build these canals, to have these visions of these canals here. So that was one of the other connections they had. Now, the other thing is that science has always been convinced the red planet, as they call it, Mars, is definitely a place that can sustain life. At first, they were so convinced of this, but once they did further research, that proven not to be true. In fact, they thought or believed or want you to believe that at this particular time, Mars is one of the most harmful planets that a human being could actually go to at this particular time. They call the planet red. Now, you know the game as children they play, Red Rover, Red Rover. And they tell you to send the next person right over. Well, they actually sent Rover, which was a robot, to live on Mars. Red Rover on the red planet. So the Red Rover was what they were sending right the hell over. So those of you who are a little up there in your maturity, you might remember the game of Red Rover, because it was a game, a childhood game that we used to play, and a group of people would stand. There you go, OT. There you go, Collie Marcy. Quite a few of you remember Red Rover, and you would have a group of children, one on one side and one on the other. Let's say one represents one hemisphere, the North Hemisphere, and the other one would represent the South Hemisphere. And what will happen is you would all hold hands like you were banding yourselves together. And then all of a sudden, you would go into Red Rover, Red Rover, please send, boop, this person right over. And they would come run their ass over trying to get through. And in most cases, they had to become a part of the other team. And so on. Anyway, back to talking about Mars. The reason Mars is coming up on the scales at this particular time is because Mars, remember, is represented symbolically by the ram. Now, don't get twisted. I'm not trying to take you guys into some symbology that's going to cause you to get lost and you have to stay up for hours trying to figure it out. This is very simple. Everything is here for us. RAM is random access memory. So for those of us who have been getting recalibrated over the last couple of weeks and still will for a couple more weeks, this is where a lot of the headaches are coming from. This is where some of the backaches are coming from. This is where some of the things of in the palms of your hands and your feet, your body is recalibrating itself. So why the recalibration at this particular time? Why now is this recalibration taking place, and what is the significance of Mars? It's happening at this particular time because we have shifted again. We're constantly changing, and we're constantly shifting, and we're constantly growing, and we're constantly evolving. We know that, and we know that these changes happen. And it, even though it seems like it's happening very, very fast, it's really kind of going slow motion with it, slow motion with it. Yeah, it's slow motion. It's slow motion for real. It is really going in slow motion. And so this is an opportunity for all of us to really take the time to go within. This is the purpose of all of these practices that we've been doing on the Remix since the beginning. It's really about going within. It's about really looking at your internal clock and not your external clock. This is happening at a critical time, especially for those of us who live in the West, because guess what's getting ready to kick off on Sunday night? We have daylight savings time. So they're going to mess with the time because they don't want you to slow down enough to figure out what the hell is going on with you. Notice I didn't say the world or them or the powers that be or your neighbor. I said with you. They don't want you to slow down to figure out what's going on with you. They want you to rush and go do something. There's a couple of things that really keep a society distracted. And it doesn't matter where the society is. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in. Sex is a big distraction. Sex and drama is what keeps a society distracted. If you can keep people engaged in sex and you can keep them engaged in drama, you have done one of the most powerful things ever. Because those two things are used as a distraction. And yes, drugs, but drugs and sex, all of that go in one category. So keep that in mind. This is so you can slow down and find out what's going on, what's happening with you in your life, in your soul circle, with those people who are connected with you. So think about that. That's important to know. The other thing that I want you to know is that Mars has a real unique temperature about itself. And one of the things that is so different about Mars, I guess you can say about that, is it can go from temperatures of 20 degrees Fahrenheit to 200 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a very, very cold, dry place. Cold and dry. Now, this has been baffling to scientists because they want to know how Mars has ice on it. Where the hell would ice come from? Where would moisture come from on Mars? Where is this energy coming from on Mars? Mars didn't always used to be that way. What happened is, you know, and this is a big part of what's going on right now, so you guys can understand the connection. We're going to get ready to dance. But they know that by looking at these craters, these are some of the same craters we have on Earth, and it's places where they believe large bodies of water and volcanoes existed. Some of the same terrain that you will find on different places on the planet, Mars has a very similar blueprint. A lot of the ley lines that run adjacent as they run with us here on the planet Earth, they also run adjacent with the ley lines on Mars as well. So it was very difficult for them to try to figure out how is this happening? You know, what is going on? And so here's what is said. What is actually happening is Mars was hit with some very large asteroids. Now, some would say that these asteroids that hit Mars that were large were just some debris from different places that was just floating out into the fucking ethers. But that's not what it was. See, Mars was in a fucking battle, for real. They weren't asteroids hitting their ass. That was some battling going on that was hitting their ass. And this is a whole nother story right here. I don't even know if we're going to get a chance to talk about that. But trust me when I say these are some verified sources. This is what was going on. It was a lot of battling. And for those of you who live in many different parts of the world that have lived in places like Israel, or you've lived in places like you lived in war-stricken places, and you've been able to walk the terrain of a place that has been in constant battle and constant turmoil, and to see the ruins of what happened. If you look at Italy and the city of Popoli, where the volcano ash came and really covered that complete city, I've did many past life readings, and a lot of you guys are from that particular region and actually was there as well. Baghdad is another place. When we begin to look at these places, Vietnam is another place. When you begin to look at these places, Germany, different parts of Europe, Italy, that have been in a war zone, we know what is left there in that war zone as it relates to us in our atmosphere and our vibration. Well, this is the same thing that they were finding out about Mars. That's how Mars look. Like, it was a war zone, but where the hell did all the people go? They couldn't explain it, nor did they want to, nor did they want to come to the realization that, But remember the guy, Lowe's wrote all these books, told them about the Martians, told them about the battles, told them about everything that was going on, and many others. Okay, so they believe that 15 of these asteroids hit Mars. And what happened is when they hit it, it really wasn't that. When the battle took place, it took place on the northern hemisphere. So I want you to begin to look at the planet Earth. And I want you to begin to think about our northern hemisphere. And I want you to begin to think about our southern hemisphere, because we have those similar areas as well. What it did is it completely leveled that side of Mars. It leveled it. But something else happened in this battle. What went on in this particular battle is that it broke through Mars' electromagnetic field. Now, here's the difference. Earth has an electromagnetic field. We have an electromagnetic field. Each and every single one of us has an electromagnetic field that goes all around us. We do. And all kinds of things can be read in our EMF. I talk about this a lot for those of you in the priestesshood. All of my priestesses know about this. And this is different than just things like microwaves, televisions, computers, smartphones. That's baby electromagnetic field. I'm not talking about that, because those things can be easily neutralized. In fact, you don't even have to put a you can neutralize those electronic fields. In fact, the human being's aura, our electromagnetic field, is much stronger and greater than any of those mechanicals. Than those mechanical electronic. we're having our own little, you know, we're doing a little traveling over here. We all right. But it's a whole lot stronger than a lot of those things. But here's the thing that I want you guys to know. What happened with Mars during this battle, they lost their electromagnetic field. It went away. Mars does not have an electromagnetic field. So what does that mean? That means a couple of things happened once all the shields went down. After that battle, the North Hemisphere was completely destroyed. The electromagnetic field is no longer there. So at the core of the Earth, And the core, at the core of the electromagnetic field, they call this, and Earth has this as well, this is the other thing Earth has also, is a mantle. Now, how many of you have a fireplace in your house? How many of you have a fireplace in your house? I want you guys to tell me how many people in your house have a fireplace. Some people said a real one. It doesn't matter. Whatever you choose to call it. Mm-hmm. Whatever you choose to call it. It could be real. It could be artificial because they make some pretty cool ones. Okay. No, an oven doesn't count. An oven doesn't count. I just want to know. So I see some of you guys are saying, yes, you have a real fireplace in your house. What do fireplaces have above them? What do they have? They have a mantle. They have a mantle. This is symbolic. I want you to understand how feng shui really plays a role of looking at not only our internal world within ourselves, but also looking at as above, so below. That's the true occult metaphysical meaning behind it. See, Earth has a mantle as well. It's a portal. It's a gateway. So what happened is once Mars' electromagnetic field went down, it went away. Its mantle was exposed. It was completely burnt up in flames. It started out hot, and then it became cold, and then it became dry, and then it became Mars. This is why there is a strict code from the housing enforcer that will tell you how close your mantle can be to your fireplace. You can't just have fireplace and stick a damn mantle right on top of it. There is a code for that. Y'all don't hear me. It was a code for that. There is a legal code for how close that can be. Because if your mantle gets exposed, your portal to that flame, you will burn the hell up. This is why many of us have our altars on our mantle. Family pictures, all kinds of things. A lot of people keep their ashes of their ancestors up on the mantle, pictures, everything of the family, all kinds of things up on the mantle. It's a very, very powerful, significant place to make an altar on a mantle. And some of us have mantles, and we have pictures above them, beside them, next to them. When we're coming in the door, when we're leaving out, we have mantles. Those mantles is what's at the core. This is what you're talking about. This is at the core. This is what feeds and protects and keeps that electromagnetic field where it is. Earth has a mantle in it, in the center, and it bubbles up and it comes down. A lot of the mythology, a lot of the prophecies talks about it being the pits of hell. But that was just an illusion. So you would not see what the true mantle is and what's truly in there. It is a portal. It's a portal for you to go within. So I know what you're going to say. So then, Miss Blue, since all of this is true, then what's happening? What's happening at this particular time, why this android is coming to the planet, and it's, you know, one of the scientists described it like how many of you played Atari back in the game day, and they used to have that game where you had the ship and you had to shoot the little asteroids and break them up into little pieces. In fact, it went from the game world to now it's something that's being used to cure cancer, to cure diseases and ailments, where they have taken patients who have maybe these huge, large cancers and places, particularly brain cancer, places where they could not operate, and they are having children and adults to put this apparatus on their head. And this particular apparatus that's on their head, it covers so no lights come out, and they are literally telling them to play that game as they get ready to drift off to sleep and to blow away the tumor. And many of them have successfully decreased the size of a tumor from being as large as a baby watermelon down to a pea size. So this is, yes, Esther, about knowing your magic and understanding it for real. Well, see, when this asteroid, as it begins to come close to Earth, our electromagnetic field is very, very strong. They believe it's weak, but our electromagnetic field is very strong. And so we're able to do just like the game when these asteroids are coming very, very close to us. We're able to break them up. And then there's a whole other side of that, of why the asteroid has to be broken up so that pieces can fall in. Because a lot of these pieces, as it was told to me, are pods. And inside these pods, they are spirits that are coming to the planet Earth. They are incarnating on the planet Earth. I know, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. But I wanted to kind of let you guys know that. All right, so where were we? Okay, so anyway, getting back into this and really understanding this, that what's happening at this time is that we're all getting, those of us who choose to, random access memory. We're having that recalibration to go on. Some of us are recalling ourselves from the past, and some of us are accessing ourselves in the future. Now, depending on where you are in your work and on your journey and your soul divine purpose that you have with yourself depends on where you're going. There is no wrong and there is no right. It just is what it is. It is what it is. So know that. Some of us are going back in the past. And one of the things I want to challenge you to do is not get stuck in the past of when you were 5 or when you were 6 or when you were 7 or tragic things that happen here, but allow yourself to be open to really tapping into random access memory, memory that is available to all of us at this time on the planet so that we can heal ourselves, we can heal our physical body with this energy, we can begin to tap into this frequency of this energy that's coming in and really begin to just put ourselves in alignment with our own internal clock. That being said, as we get ready to roll ourselves into daylight savings time, here's a couple of tips that you can do to really get yourself, and I know it's an American phenomenon, and even some parts of America don't celebrate daylight savings time, like Arizona, but that's another reason why they don't. Arizona is a major portal, and a major ley line crosses there, so they're not going to be celebrating or changing the time there, because it is important that they ask us know exactly what the hell is going on in Arizona, and nobody is confused by this time-space reality. So that's another reason. But know that it is very, very important that you do get out and really embrace the sun and that you do spend some time out in the sun. And it's also important that you go out and really connect with the night sky. Those two things are going to help you move outside of what time is in this existence, and you can begin to start adjusting your internal clock. Don't be fooled. So you may say, I live in another country, and we don't do that. So that's not for me. Of course it is for you, because everything on the planet Earth is controlled by the crystal that runs the planet. And so the crystals are aligning themselves, and this is the perfect time to attune your crystals by the sun and also by the night sky. and crystals will really speak to you and let you know which one they prefer, whether they prefer the night sky to be attuned or if they prefer the daylight sun to be attuned. They're going to let you know which one they would rather. So this is a great time to attune those crystals that are inside of yourself as well as the crystals for those of you working with crystals. Now, just recently, you know, blueberries. You know, blue is everywhere. You know, but blueberries were found on the planet Mars. And this was all over. This isn't a new phenomenon. It's about the mineral deposits that they found, the iron, the water, and the way that these compositaries have made themselves up to be. They show up like blueberries based upon the landscape of Mars. And then once that landscape is infused with light, it has these very blue colors and these very small that really look exactly like blueberries. But again, we're looking at signs and symbols so that we can understand exactly what that means. Of course they are listening to the remix up there. Of course they can. But those blueberries are there. And it really is another way to verify that there is life there. So you may ask, well, if there's life there, then how come they haven't been able to find it? And this is another reason why they call the planet Mars the planet that holds many secrets. The other thing about the planet Mars is they did an experiment, and they did the experiment from Hawaii, which I find that to be so damn interesting. And one of the things I want to tell you, if you can Google this on the internet, this is great to do a meditation from. I want you to do that. You know how we get so fascinated by the crop circles, and the crop circles have powerful messages to tell us. And the beautiful thing about crop circles, and this was also told to me by them as well, is that you don't have to understand what the crop circles are. You just look at them. And when you need to access that random access memory, it will come to you. You don't need to try to figure out. So if you've been racking your brains trying to decode a crop circle, it's useless and you have defeated the whole purpose of what they are there for. It is really for you to have random access memory. And when those downloads come in, like Brother Bilal talks to us about, and we get them from the sun and the moon and from all over, that's when those activation points come. And based on where you are on your own personal journey, that's when that will open up for you, that random access memory. It'll be available. Well, here's the cool thing that they discovered when doing this experiment in Hawaii. They wanted to be able to see about how the light was being transmitted from Mars as opposed to how the light was being transmitted through Earth. And could they see the same colors of the rainbow? And of course, I'm putting this something very complicated and very simple terms so that we all can get what we need out of it, including myself first. So what they found is just like we have crop circles that are all over the world, Mars has sand circles. Isn't that cool? These are some amazing vibrations in these pictures. So if you get a chance, I want you to Google sand. You can do sand circles, sand crops. There's a different term that they have for it, but that's exactly what it is, that they are looking for these sand circles. And you're going to be hearing more and more and more about them. And isn't it beautiful that the sacred space of Hawaii that has some of the most, if you've ever been to Hawaii, the sand in Hawaii is like diamonds. When you take it in your hand and you begin to just rub it through your hands, it's some of the softest, it's some of the most purest sand that I've ever seen, other than the continent of Africa, which Africa has some beautiful, gorgeous sand, which is actually, some of its sand looks completely white. But anyway, let's stay focused on Hawaii. So Hawaii, it was this experiment that was done in Hawaii where they were able to see these sand circles. And these sand circles really, really spoke. It spoke to a gentleman. And this gentleman that these sand circles, can y'all believe all of this happened, like, what, Esther, 20 minutes before the show started? Wow. Okay. Some of these sand circles was discovered by a gentleman, and his name was Charles Bolden. Do y'all know who Charles Bolden is? They call him Charlie. They call him Charlie. Charlie is a brother. Charlie is a brother who was an astronaut, who works for NASA now. Charlie is an amazing brother. And Charlie, don't worry, I'm not going to out you here all on the program, but I'll just tell you what I have picked up intuitively from Charlie. Charlie worked for NASA, and he did some very successful missions with NASA and as an astronaut. And what happened with this whole Mars thing is Charlie had a lot of visions when he was on in outer space. I mean, who the hell wouldn't? I mean, I take you guys to the sun and the moon, and y'all asses can't come back for about 3 or 4 weeks, some of y'all. So I can imagine being a damn astronaut and taking your ass all over the place and trying to come back. I can just imagine. That's why they put them in what they call a safe tank. And they're not allowed to have no communication with their family or anybody. And literally, they have a hypnotist come in and literally hypnotize them to get all of the random access memory out of their ass. And then they make it go away so they don't remember. Now, that's a beautiful thing for them, because everybody has their work to do, and I'm not here to judge or to say how their work is. But that's definitely, yes, Esther, like the Men in Black. So that's where they get all of that from. But anyway, let me tell you what Charlie did. Charlie came up with a couple of years ago. This was something that NASA did, but he's sort of the brainchild behind this, because Charlie knows there's life on Mars. And I just hope during his lifetime, these things will come to fruition for him. But he knows it is. They just can't prove it. But he's been able to really lead some experiments that have gotten them so fucking close. And he's so close. If the brother becomes conscious, well, he is conscious. But if he really taps into his energy, it's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap for them. And, real interesting little thought that flew by, which is a possibility for him at this particular time. But anyway, what happens is he has this idea, because one of the things that I've been told, and it's kind of been verified, is that there is beings on Mars. There is beings on Mars. You can't see them because they're on a whole nother frequency. So it's a whole world going on. And this is often what they say happens on Mars. It's like, what the hell? Like, we're sending all of these rovers and all these machines up there, and we know it's some shit going on. So they've come up with a master plan. You know how they say thinking of a master plan? They came up with a master plan. And that master plan sort of launched itself today, right before the equinox. How interesting. I love knowing my magic, but how interesting. And it's a movie that's coming out. And the name of this movie, it escapes me right now, but hold on. I know Esther's going to help me with it. Esther, what's the name of this movie again?
The documentary. The documentary.
Yes, the documentary.
Damn, Echo is still there.
Yeah. Okay, so, well, I'll tell you while we get the documentary name. The documentary is Mars One Way, where they're actually, what they're going to be doing is that they're actually going to be documenting people. They're going to take 200, interesting number of this two coming up, with the plane missing in Malaysia 2 hours into it. But they're going to take 200, I think, 1,000 people in a lottery with the one-way ticket to Mars. Here's the deal. You're going to go to Mars. You're going to live your ass on Mars, and you can never come back to Earth. They're going to set up these little pods where you can live, where you can function, and how you can, and begin to experiment and see, and you'll be basically collecting data, like they sent the rover, and they sent Magellan, and they sent all of these things there to Mars, and by the year 2025, they will pull a ticket to see who gets to go to Mars. Now, this of going out of space, you already know that right now you can actually take a flight, and I think that flight is going to be taken off in 2017 with the billionaire Bronson, where he has an aircraft that he's building, and he's selling tickets for you to go to the moon. And these are civilians going to the moon. These are not astronauts. So just like you get on the plane and you fly your ass to New York and you fly yourself to somewhere else, you can fly your ass to the moon if you want to. So now they're going to be capturing this to Mars in documentary. They're doing it like it's real science fiction. That's a new category out there for all of you guys out there who are into the sci-fi. It's real sci-fi. Go figure. It's not real, but it is real. We're going to tell you it's not real so you don't get too scared, but then we're going to tell you it's real. So, you know, it's kind of like getting you in that position. So anyway, let's talk about Charlie some more. Okay, so that came out today. They put that out today. That was significant that everybody know that. We have this asteroid that science is saying came out of the ethers, that it just came from the planet Lilith. I've been told it came from the planet Lillian, that the planet Lillian sent that asteroid here. But actually, I really believe it came from Mars. And, you know, it bypassed, and it came through Mars, and it came here, and I told you guys why. Because there are souls incarnating on the planet at this time. Anytime you have that many souls that are coming to the planet, we will have an influx leaving the planet. I want you guys to see that. When we have influx of souls coming in, there's influx of souls coming out. So, lots of things going on. So Charlie decides that they have tried all kinds of experiments to bring these damn people, these beings, these Martians, whatever you want to call them, these aliens, to bring their asses out. They've done everything from get on a bullhorn that they have put on some of these devices and yelling and screaming, hello, is anybody there? This is why, hence, the Sandra Bullock movie was so fascinating to them, because they have even taken Hollywood's ass up into the ethers and up into outer space. And they really want you to buy into space being this thing that no matter what the fuck happens, you gonna bring your ass back to Earth and be okay. Not so much, boo-boo. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, boo-boo. Gravity ain't real. So anyway... and there you go. They're playing Apollo 13 last night. And so we wake up now, and now we hear about this plane in Malaysia that just skipped off the fucking radar, and nobody knows where the hell it is and don't have a clue. We can't track it. We can't find it. It's all kinds of portals opening up in the ethers. So I want you to know that. But this is what Charlie did a couple of years ago. He said, you know what? Forget all that yelling. We need to contact them on a frequency, on a vibration, so that they can begin to understand what's really going on. Now, of course, there's a human explanation for that, is that they use this to really kind of soothe the astronauts on their trip to space. So they're not thinking about dying, or they're not thinking about not coming back. So they make a playlist for them, and they put music on. They say this is where it started. Not so much. Charlie, I say, Miss Blue, was having so many dreams and so many visions, because this brother's crown chakra is out of this fucking world. Hear me when I say that. It literally is out of this world. He decided to contact Will of Will I Am, and ask him to make a song. We did a show about this. Remember that, Esther? To make a song just for Mars that will be broadcast from the planet Mars. And he knew that one of the most universal languages in the world is music. Song, that vibration, that frequency. And who better than a melanated being to send that frequency and that vibration out into the ethers? Who better? Who better to do that? But a melanated, a brother to do that. So a couple of years ago, we did a show, and we talked about how Will.i.am's song was being broadcast live for the very first time. And if you go on YouTube and Google it, you will see how happy they asses was. You would have thought Jesus came back down and decided to hold a conference. They was ecstatic for that shit to go down. It was amazing. And the world watched by as if this was some crossover technique for promotions. But I guess that's what happens when you're asleep. Nothing means anything. And everything is just for some stupid ass reason. So, now, thanks to Charlie and Will.i.am, they opened up that portal for Mars. That portal has been open since early 2009 or whenever the song came out. That portal has been open for Mars. And so this is why, ever since then, we've had an influx of meteors come in, an influx. But, the good, juicy stuff, I forgot to tell you. Okay, so remember I was telling you about Mars? And remember I was telling you about how the whole northern hemisphere got jacked up? Well, what happened with Mars is when that happened to the northern hemisphere, because the ley lines not only connect on the planet Earth, we have cosmic ley lines. Some of us, we know it as the web. That's why the internet is called the World Wide Web. So these ley lines are just like webs. If you ever looked at a map of the planet where the ley lines are, it looks like a web. It looks like a spider web. That's what it looks like. Well, it goes out into the cosmos as well. This is even where our concept of all is one comes from. So the ley line for Mars is, guess where it is? Guess where the direct connection from the ley line of Mars is? I don't want y'all to really guess, but if you know, tell me where it is. Some people are saying Arizona. Where else? Where else do you think? Egypt, some people are saying. Where else? Where else? Where else? America, some people are saying. Texas. Kalimar, some people are saying. So it's safe to say we don't know, but let me tell you, because I didn't know until I knew, but now I know. It is Alaska. It's Alaska. That's where the direct connection is, Alaska. In fact, if you look at Alaska over the last couple of decades, it's kind of been mimicking the same environment as Mars. It's cold. The water is disappearing. They don't know where all the fish are going. All kinds of shit is going underground. I told you guys what the dolphins told me a few years ago, but it is there. It is the same place where our poles are. When the northern poles shifted, they shifted here, which also caused a shift on Mars. That shift on Mars caused Mars to come even closer than it really is. But they don't want to tell you how close Mars is, because people will get scared. Because remember, Martians come from Mars. So they don't want you to know that Mars is close. The world will be in the frantic. But what happens is that certain places where we're positioned and how the planet is spinning and how the planet is moving, you're able to see Mars. Certain nights, Mars look close. That's why they tell you every 2 years, Mars come close. Bullshit. Mars is closer than close. You know the song, Closer Than Close? Mars is closer than close. So you're going to hear a lot about Mars. Don't get freaked out. A lot more about asteroids, a lot more about portals missing, a lot more of things in the air going into a Bermuda Triangle as such up in the air, planes not being found, things that go up won't come down. All of this shit is happening because this portal is opening between Mars. But remember what it means for us. Random access memory is open to you. So whatever you need is there for you. Whether it's healing, whether it's enlightenment, whether it's to bring yourself into balance, whatever it is, whatever that is that you're needing, you have access, that gateway, that portal, that mantle is open. For those of you who have mantles, clean it off, dust it up, get the dust off the mantle. You know, don't be over there building sand circles on your mantle. Clean it up, you know. You know, if you have an altar there, you know, really pay attention to your altar, where the portals are, where they're at, because that's an external reflection about what's going on inside of you and how that's beginning to happen. So we're going to be listening. We're going to be listening to that song here tonight. Yeah, it's a lot going on, you guys. We're going to be listening to that song tonight. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's so good. It's so many of you guys on the phone lines here. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I want you to get up. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to begin to get ready to dance. So I want you to get up, and I want you to get up and shake yourself around and just shake some of that. Shake some of that dust off of you. Just recognize that the energy of Mars is coming at a beautiful time, and it's bringing in a lot of solar light. A lot of solar light is coming into the planet, and a lot of solar light is leaving the planet. And so with that, I want to say Ashe to all of those who are making their crossover at this particular time, those that are there, you know, Ashe to them, and peace and love on their journey as they continue. And welcome those who are coming in, those new souls that are coming here, that have maybe in many lives have not been on the planet Earth before. And so at this particular moment, many are giving birth, and a lot of those souls are here. And many have decided that this is a great opportunity for them to allow maybe some of these souls to continue their work that they've left off, whatever the case may be. Welcome you here in the remix tonight. And definitely all of our international listeners. I think Esther's on the turntable tonight. Esther, can you get on the turntable?
I was really trying to get rid of this echo.
Oh my goodness. It's the energy is so high in the air.
Yes.
It's so high in the air, so we're just gonna, you know, we're just gonna make like magic, play a little Baby Blue.
Yeah.
Everybody
get up and
dance. And then we're gonna continue to be live here in the remix.
La 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 And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Doing its thing. That is Reach for the Stars by Will I Am.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just want to say, if you're not in chat, do yourself a favor. It's good for your health. It's good for your life. It's good for your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on over. Because when I tell you some unbelievable shit happens in chat, it really is
unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't take it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and
Esther.
And we're live here in the remix tonight, you guys, doing what we do. It's Mojo Magic, open mic, here with us tonight. And, of course, it's been some Mojo Magic already, just about Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot about that. Erica Badu's daughter is named Mars. That's right. That energy is there. She's such a magical sister herself. So I know she definitely tapped into that energy. But I wanted to share that with you guys about Mars and really kind of do some work. You know, a lot of times when I'm doing the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading, I talk to you about your frequency, your vibration you brought to the planet. And for some of you who've had that reading, you know, I also give you your planet. And one of the things is that you can actually go to YouTube, because for every planet that NASA discovers, they have sound bites from that particular planet. And this is an excellent time for you magic makers out there to get yourself over, go to YouTube, and put your headset on and listen to some of the frequencies and sounds and vibrations coming from the planet Mars. So you can tap into that random access memory and use it, like I said, for those of you who need healing in your physical body. Maybe there's some things you need to gain a higher level of understanding from. If you want to begin to, you know, really kind of just kind of look, take a peek into a possible future for you of where you can be exerting your will at, that's a beautiful place for you to begin to do that as well. Tapping into, yes, all creativity, anything that you need, you can go listen to. Mars right now is where a lot of the energy is there, and it'll be here for a while. We'll have other things that are coming up, of course. This is just one that I just want to kind of let you guys know so you can begin to kind of tap yourself into this. If you remember the show that myself and Brother Bilal did, we actually did it last year. We kind of talked about some of these things out of the Pacific and as well as Mars. So this is just these things coming to light. That's it. So here we are. All right. We need to give some international shots out. I need to send some love out. And
I just wanted to mention, now that I think my echo is gone, okay, that the Daft Punk album, the Random Access Memories, is also great to use, to listen to. And for those of y'all who don't know Daft Punk, they actually play and perform in spacesuits. They're spacemen.
Yeah.
You never see them outside of their spacesuits. And so it's good music to use for this. And I remember when the album first came out, and they just won a Grammy for the album, which was amazing. But that when the album first came out, and I was like, Random Access Memories. You know? So
yes.
Real cool. Love the music and just the music you can zone out to, too. So, yes, and for real, love for real,
oh,
of
yes,
course.
We love yes. Her.
Love for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
So international shout outs. Let's see. Whew. All right. We have, look at that, Bermuda. Bermuda.
Call them up.
Wow. Bermuda just, popped up. Bermuda is checking in. The Sudan is checking in. Japan, Romania, Ethiopia, Bolivia, Cameroon, Argentina, Cyprus, Mozambique, of course, always representing, Denmark, Taiwan, Lithuania, Nepal, Belgium, Chile, Bangladesh, Morocco, Ghana, Austria, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, Thailand, Egypt, Philippines, Greece, Australia, Trinidad and Tobago, the Bahamas, of course, Italy, Spain, Tunisia, India, Germany, Barbados, Nigeria, the Netherlands, Jamaica, France, Turkey, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, of course the UK, and then, of course, everyone here in the U.S.
Yes. A full house of international listeners, as always. And we're just so thankful for you guys listening in. We know it could be a good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening. it could be good twilight, good day. It could be all kinds of things. And just wherever you are, just sending love and light all over the planet for everyone listening from all four corners and then the other corners of the world, of the planet, of the cosmos out there. You know, this is one of my favorite months because some of my most favorite people in the world has come to the planet during this portal of March. So I just want to be the first to say happy Born Day, happy Earth Day to all of you who are celebrating this month of March. Outside of my own birthday, this is, I think, one of my favorite months. So I love that. Actually, I love all the months. But just want to send extra kisses and hugs out there to all of the March babies that fall into this energy and just have you guys out there and give a shout out. I also want to do this. I got to do this. Self-invested. I want to sound the bell for self-invested. That's for all of you who are self-invested. And yes.
Magellan.
And for those of you who are becoming self-invested, I just want to send love out to you guys on this very, very beautiful, beautiful time for those of you who are joining self-invested at this particular time. I do want to take this time because we have a lot of new listeners and some of them are a little confused about what self-invested is, but you can always look in the show notes and you can email me question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com to find out information about becoming self-invested. Self-invested is where we have brothers and sisters who come in from all over the world. Some you may know, some you may have never heard of, that do classes in self-invested. Myself, Esther, Brother Bilal, to name a few. The goddess Rainwater has come to do classes in self-invested. Siba Haru, Alke Bulan, who is also celebrating his Born Day in this month, and Brother Bilal as well, too, this month. In self-invested, definitely have taught amazing classes in self-invested. And we've had millionaires, billionaires stop by. We have all kinds of people who have come and shared information with the self-invested group. And you can become self-invested for yourself, or you could actually become self-invested for your family. Now, let's get some clarity on what a family is. It's a family affair. Let's talk about what a family is. A family is going to be two adults, because I know how sensitive you conscious community people are, and I love you. Two adults, usually represented by the mama and the daddy, or however the two adults who run the family. That's a family. And their children. Now, these are children who stay in the same house with them. Not your 55-year-old daughter who live out east. That's not a family. No. That's not what that is. But these are going to be people who stay inside your house. Now, it's important that we do it this way because the brothers and sisters who are a part of self-invested and that have become self-invested and all of us working together, when brothers and sisters come and share information, they do this. And they often share things they have never shared with anyone in the way they have. So the information is really a sacred space. And that's the only way we're going to keep it that way. So there is a spiritual code agreement that you enter into, and there is a process. It is. So, and it's a beautiful thing. And anyone who is a part of Self-Invested will tell you that it has been a beautiful thing for them to join. So we invite you, whether it's just you or if it is your family and your children, okay? And we know what children are because we're not calling somebody 29, 30, 35 years. We're not calling them our children. They are a child of ours. But I think that most of them would be offended if you call them children. So we know the difference of that. But that's how we keep that sacred. And that's what I love about the people who are there. They have so much love and they have so much integrity for themselves that this has just been a beautiful union of all of us coming together, sharing, growing, and just continuing on our path and on our journey. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. And just email us. You know, it's the weekend, so order for the Kim Deck goes out. And order, if you guys are interested in, you know, downloading the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which many of you have, and I want to say thank you for that, to do that. And let's see. Ooh, Magic in the Dark. That's right. My deck and Brother Lau's deck. Still working on it. It's still some serious-ass magic going on in the dark. I can't even begin to tell you. But I'm so excited about the project. I'm so excited. And I cannot wait. And I'm bursting at the seams, literally. So I don't want to kind of give it away. But I'm glad that you guys are still there. So, you know, I don't really put any of these things in. There's no time limit. It will be ready to be revealed when it is. But it's still working. It's still in the works, and I'm excited. I'm so excited about it. Plus so many other things that I'll be sharing with you guys soon. Some good announcements. Some good things. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about the priestesshood. And let's talk about the summer solstice. Let's talk about that. So I want to give big ups to all my priestess out there that's in the priestesshood. Woohoo! Big ups to the priestess and much love to these amazing sisters out there. And I'm gonna let Esther tell you guys about what's good and ready to go down.
All right. There go that echo again. So we are going to be embarking upon a wonderful project that we are sharing with the Remix family and everyone out there in the universe. It is going to be a detoxing project that we're going to do in preparation for the solstice that's coming up on March 20th. Yes, and the priestess are going to be presenting some magical, kick-ass, out-of-this-world information, things you've never heard before about detoxing for 5 days up until the solstice. It is going to be mind-blowing information, and we are so excited about it.
Yes!
Yeah.
I am so thrilled. I am so excited. These are some amazing sisters that have so much love for themselves, for the planet, for the cosmos, and for everyone out there. So I am so, so excited for you guys to participate in this. And the cool thing is that it's a very easy way that you can participate. And it's something that everybody can do.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah, yeah. Everybody. From the youngest, and we know we have some babies listening, some who have not even incarnated on the earth yet, on the planet listening. And we have a lot of you out there in the spiritual realm. You can participate too. We got something for you. And we have all ages in between that are here. That can participate. Everything will take place. We wanted to find a universal sacred space where this can take place. And that Universal Sacred Space is going to be the Remix Radio page. And the reason that it is there is because it's one of those magical portal ley lines that all you have to do is click like. Nothing else is required. You click like and you'll have access to see the information, to be able to go over and read what is said there and be able to see everything that is going on. So once you click like, you'll be able to see the priestess day by day are going to be posting some ground-shaking, mind-boggling, turn you around and jump up and down, hit you in the head, heart-loving information.
Yes.
And it's so beautiful because they all will be participating, and all of you can participate as well, too. And it's just a beautiful thing. It really is. And so we invite you all to participate.
Yeah.
And to that it, from men to women, it is absolutely something there for everyone. And, you know, as with everything, we just ask that you come with a pure heart and a clear mind, and you'll be able to share some stuff as well, too. It's just going to be a great offering for everyone. So I am supercharged. I am super excited about all of the priestess. And
yes,
so you'll be able to do this. They will take you step by step. It's not anything that you have to worry about right now. We don't want you to start. You don't have to go, and you ain't got to do nothing.
You ain't got to do nothing, right?
You guys jumping up and down, y'all hitting the priestess up in PM, and y'all
yes.
doing all this. You ain't got to do all of that. You ain't got to go run and hide. You ain't got to jump. You ain't got. You don't have to do anything. Just kind of ride it. Just kind of ride
yeah.
it, and just kind of ride it. And this is not just for women. This is for everyone, for children,
for everyone.
For men,
yeah.
for women.
Yeah.
It's for everyone. It is for everyone. I said for those who haven't even come to the planet yet and those who've already left the planet, if they want to come back, they can do it too. This is for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Everyone is going to be able to participate, and we're going to do it all the way up till the new year, and then we're going to hit you with a blast.
Yes.
Hit you with a blast. So I want to put that out there. You'll be look forward. You can go over to the Remix Radio page. We'll start to post things there, and so you can see. Just go over to Facebook, the Remix Radio page, and all you have to do is click like. That's it.
And you'll be hearing more about it for sure on the upcoming shows. And we're also going to do a special opening event that we will tell you all about in the astral realm. So we'll tell you all more about that, too. So, yeah, it's going to be off the chain.
They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're going to be teaching classes. We're going to be taking you guys into the astral realm and teaching classes with you. It's just going to be, it's just so beautiful. And I'm really, really proud of and just honored, like I said, to be, you know, to have these amazing sisters sit beside me, you know, because sometimes that can be difficult. I always remember Brother Bobby Hemmett talking about women and why sometimes it's difficult for them to be in a place of harmony, and just based on his work and studies, and much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett and his Queen Linda, always love
them. Yes,
much love. And it's because he said, you know, Blue, women, you guys have your own universe. And a lot of women don't want nobody bumping into their universe, you know? And I was able to internalize that, and that was a beautiful feeling for me. And then I did what I do, and I said, I guess that's why I feel comfortable on the Milky Way, because the Milky Way have many universes around it. So I kind of see myself as a Milky Way in the priestesshood, where all the universes are all going on at the very same time, but so smoothly, so elegantly, so gracefully, and so lovingly, their energy merges together. No conflict, no strife, no hate, no battle, none of that. All existing, all helping, all sharing, all caring, all loving, all pure, all authentic, and all real. The Milky Way. That's where you'll find me. And that's where all of my priestesses sit. In the Milky Way. Yeah. That's what's really going down. All right, you guys. So we're live in the remix, Esther.
Yes, we are. We laugh. We laugh for real in the remix.
We are live for real. I want to send a very special love and shout out to my brother, Sadat. Sadat, I want to send you some love. I want to send you a big hug. Just lots of love energy to our brother Sadat, and just sending much love out to him. Very powerful brother out there doing his work. And no, y'all ain't gotta know who he is, but check it out. He knows
much
who
love
he
to
is.
Sadat. Yeah, he does. Much love to Sadat.
Good job. Just know the who that? Who that?
Right. Who is that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's a beautiful thing. And you know, the other thing I want to tell you guys, thank you so much. I get all of your messages on Facebook. I get all your messages on Twitter. Y'all send me some really cool shit. Like, I love it. Like, I really love it. So tonight, me and Esther, we want to hear some cool shit from you guys. It's open mic. What are you waiting for? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And Mojo Magic open mic. If you want to do some poetry, you want to do some singing, you want to rap. Yeah, if you want to rap, you can call on in. We want to hear that too. Just come on over. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And boy, are you guys on the phone
lines. Already.
Esther, I'm going to let you man the... Can you man it for me?
I got you.
Because, no, I'm... It's on Mars. Another half.
Yeah.
Bring it on down, though. I'm going to bring it on down. Mm-hmm.
I got you. All right. Let's go to the lines. Let's take a look here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 214. 214, you are... Ooh, 214.
Oh, no. I am meeting the fresh one.
Happy. Is that you, Happy? Happy you did press one. No, this is Happy, and I'm going to put you on blast. Yes, you did press one.
Yeah, I swear, I pressed one.
All right, you know, really, y'all be cracking me up. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Happy, I'm going to need you to press the one that you didn't press. Can you press it again so that you're out of the queue, please? Thank you. All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 718. 718, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 718?
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from? 718, you here? We can't hear
That's
you
awesome.
Anymore. There you go. Hi.
Oh. Okay. Hi, Marisol.
Hey, Marisol, where are you calling from?
New York City.
New York. All right, Marisol, what's going on?
I had a poem, but I also wanted to know if I could do a reading, too, or...
You said you want to do a reading?
Well, you can give me a reading, no?
I'm like, oh, shit, this is some wild shit.
I'm like, look out now, Marisol.
Right. Well, Marisol, you're going to have to do your poem first, okay?
All
right.
All right. All right. It says, a loop and a knot around the neck, a knot around a knob at the other end. Maybe before he kicked off the step, a Hail Mary or a Dear God Protect My Young Mary. What was he thinking? A mystery accepted. What did he leave me? A broken heart, a damned perception. No, let me stop for a minute. Dear God, help me. I promise I'd follow him. There's no reason for my being. Ask you each day, both on my knees and on my feet. Give me a reason to keep on living. Everyone, everywhere, questioning me. How they don't know they pressing me to the edge, but I refuse to fall because, damn it, then for sure I've lost it all. If I can save one life, then I've done it. If I can stay on board, then they don't win. If I lose, I'm losing swinging, but it won't be of my own hand. Let God decide regardless of the road, the broken bridges, the twisted ankles. Let he who granted me life take it. But to my father, you left me a reason to keep on with it. All you became was an emotion, a confusing memory. But somehow you left more. The reason I won't go without kicking. That's it.
That was nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very passionate. Very passionate. Yeah. So, Marisol. How long ago you wrote that, Marisol?
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that I wrote it, or?
Yeah, how long ago did you write it?
That was probably like maybe a month ago or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, so what's your question?
I don't have a specific question. I just wanted like general, I don't know.
A general what?
General reading. I don't have like a specific question or anything.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I will say this. One thing for me, I don't give readings to people who don't ask. You can't say it. You know you ain't finna get it. But I understand. I understand what you were saying. And you said you don't have anything in particular that you wanted to know?
Yeah, well, okay, like the only thing that I've been sensing like recently is more like I feel like
No.
Something, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm holding on to something. I'm not as clear as I want to be
mm-hmm.
mentally, I guess, but
yeah. Yeah, well, I'll tell you this, and you're right on track, and I want you to see how this works for you. And when we talk about intuition and tapping into that inner voice within ourselves, and sometimes you know how you hear those cliche statements when people say, everybody knows, you have all the answers, it's all within, and you know. Well, that's true, because I believe that what I do, and definitely what the priestess do and everyone do, that we all can do this. We really can. For you, you definitely have that ability too. And I would say you're right on. Quickly, I'm just going to do a scan on your body really, really quickly and energetically do a reading on you. And one of the things that I notice is when it comes to your root chakra, and we'll stay textbook here, in your root chakra. We actually have our root chakra, which is really at the base of our pelvic there. That's where it is. But it really governs a lot of different parts of our body. And one of the particular areas is the bottoms of our feet, because we also have chakras that go down into the bottom of our feet. But we also have a chakra that is connected to the root chakra that's at the bottom of your feet. And there's a major portal there, a major portal in the bottom of the feet. I'm quite sure we all have heard the stories from our mothers and our grandmothers. And the first thing they tell you when the weather change is to get something on your feet. Because nothing will make you sicker fast than walking around without protecting that particular portal that's in the bottom of your feet, because it's one of our portals that can be sometimes vulnerable to a lot of different things where temperature change. But you have a major portal chakra there, but you also have two minor ones there, and that's not spinning at all. They're not moving. They're moving very, very slow, which tells me that a lot of things have been going on with you. I would say over the course of, let's see, over the course of, and interesting, you say you wrote that poem a couple of, I'm going to pull a Kim card for you. Yeah, I'll pull a Kim card from the Kim, the Know Your Magic deck. I'm going to say that you've kind of been going through this, actually, for the last maybe, I'm going to say the last about 7 months. It's just gotten a little more intense, I would say, over the last 2 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, with the priority thing, yeah.
Yeah. So this has a lot to do with you sort of kind of really... I don't want this to be taken out of text because it can, but I'll give you the clarity. But it really is about you not being inside of here, of not wanting to be here anymore. Like this energy coming over you that is somewhat like it's not worth it anymore, you know, sort of that energy. Have you felt that?
Yeah, there's been times that I feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I thank you. I want to thank you so much for your honesty, because as you're speaking right now, I see a woman walking in the room, and she looks like, I don't know if it's your mother, grandmother, or aunt, or someone, but she looks like she may be about 50, 60 years old, that is walking in with kind of short hair, and looks like she has some sort of robe on that's kind of close by you. But one of the things is because of a lot of things that have been going on in your life over the last couple of years, really. And right now, you're actually kind of feeling it at this particular time. But here's one of the things that I want you to do. And you can make up your own mantra, something that feels really, really good to you, that feels really, 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 really good to you. And that is, I want you to say that I am honored and I am glad to be here. And you can tweak that however you need to tweak it. But really just remind yourself. And what you can do is you can actually take your fists and you can ball it up and you can punch towards the ground when you say that. Because what happens when we energetically flash energy down? It's almost like being in the shower and flicking the water off of you. It's about sending roots down, down, deep down into the ground, so that it keeps you kind of centered and it keeps you grounded here. And so you can even visualize yourself, whether you're sitting in the chair, you can do it barefoot, and just imagine sort of roots. You can use them as roots sort of kind of growing way, way down. We were talking about Earth's core, the mantle in the Earth, but going way, way down into Earth. Just taking yourself into that place of stillness and meditating is going to be very key for you. We talk about that here on The Remix a lot and have done it for years. But this is key, really, to quiet your mind. And one of the easiest ways to shut down your third eye, which is gorgeous, by the way. You have a beautiful third eye, and you have the energy of a seer. And one of the things that happens when we have a particular magical element that's connected to us, when we don't use it, it sort of works against us. So for instance, here's a good way to know if you're a seer, if you're clairvoyant, that when you're not in harmony with yourself, you can't see shit. You can't tell what you think you're going to do the next hour. You can't see anything. So your vision becomes cloudy. So begin to take yourself into those places of meditation. Come up with those magical statements, I call them, so that you can affirm that you deserve to be here, because you grew up in your earlier years believing you didn't deserve to be here. And then it kind of went from you didn't deserve to be here till you were so fucking angry that you were here. And so now you're trying to get into the balance of understanding why you're here. So sit in that place of stillness. You can do a simple breathing exercise. Sit yourself down, close your eyes, and just focus on your breathing. That's one of the easiest things that you can do. It's almost like hitting a reset button for your third eye. Breathing in and breathing out. Just focus on breathing in and say that to yourself, and breathing out. And then take your fist, punch it towards the ground, and say, I deserve to be here. All right?
Okay.
All right. Did that help you? Did you get some understanding and some clarity? And
I'm taking it in. I'm going to do what you're suggesting, so I'm taking it in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
All right. By the way, the card I pulled for you was Riding the Cosmic Wave. So keep riding it, girl. Ride the cosmic wave. That's it.
All right.
Peace and love.
Peace. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 919. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Rue, calling from Raleigh.
I can't hear you.
Hey, Rue. Hello. Can you hear me?
Can hear you now. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Rue. Calling from Raleigh.
Okay. Hey, Rue from Raleigh. What you going to do for us tonight?
Just free verse. Just it was on my mind. That's about it.
Okay.
Crescent moon on my mind.
All right. Call dropped. Okay. Hopefully 919 can get back in. Let's see. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. 313, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is KJ from Detroit.
Hello, KJ from Detroit.
I was just supposed to be listening in, I don't have anything to share.
So why'd you press one? KJ, you press one.
No, I didn't.
KJ, I watched you press one.
We both seen you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say you didn't mean to, KJ, because you pressed one.
Right. Right.
Maybe it was my soul pressing one. So I could hear your,
I know that.
Hear your
right.
voices and get you all in my spirit and my shando. So we can vibe magically and share with one another on these few moments of exchange of voice and
gotta
sound.
Gotta love brothers.
You're doing some poetry right now, KJ. So you have something to share. So she has to share.
Yeah.
You know why.
It was just a little light something. I'm not a poet. I promise you I'm not.
Neither am I. So it is definitely all good.
Yes, indeed.
All right, KJ, so you want to hold the line then?
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna hold on. Unless you got something to give me, then I'll receive that. Cause I had a bad day, and just to hear you, the two of you, have made everything dissipate just in a matter of a few seconds.
Wow.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Do you know, mm-hmm. KJ, as we speak right now, in some parts of the world, it is International Women's Day. So, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
What you say?
There you have it.
International Women's Day. Well, happy Women's Day to all the women of the world, wherever you are, wherever my voice is heard. You heard it live right here on the remix. KJ sends his love, his peace, his harmony, his blessings be upon you and yours.
Aww, all right, KJ.
Hold
the line for us. And KJ, please press 1 again to take yourself out of queue. Thank you. Y'all are so funny. All right, let's see here. Let's go to the caller. Calling in from area code 469. 469, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 469, we can't hear you. You know. Okay. We'll go back to 469. Oh, there we go. There we go. Peace, 469.
I'm laughing at everybody else. I didn't say something with y'all lines. Wait a minute. I'm over here eating and laughing. I'm serious. I didn't press 1.
Well, who's on the line?
What y'all doing?
Who's on the line?
This is Shay from L.A.
Hey, Shay from L.A. Hey, thank you for letting us know, Shay. I promise you that we are not over here magically pressing numbers. I'm not lit up. I promise you all we are not doing that.
And it's
well,
it's,
I guess we need to hear y'all voices or something.
Yeah, well, you know, the interesting thing is we know sometimes, like, sometimes on this platform, it, you know, the first couple of callers, they will do that. But we have hundreds of you guys online, and about 50-plus of y'all have your hand up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And have had your hands up for a while. So that's the other thing.
I'm serious, because I usually plan to be on the phone with y'all.
All right, well, hold the line and do us a favor and press 1 again to take yourself out of queue, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Peace and love.
Yeah, because it's a beautiful night for you guys to share, but I bet you if I told you I was doing readings, y'all wouldn't say y'all
baby
didn't know
that.
Oh, y'all wouldn't be saying, "Oh no,
I don't have nothing to share." Okay. Let's see. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 706. 706, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Yo, this is Corey from Atlanta.
Hey, Corey from Atlanta.
Oh man, I'm so glad I got in. What's doing?
What's going on?
Corey, can you take us off speakerphone? We can't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. One second.
I know they'd be like, that damn Miss Blue.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm looking at
you. Yes, we can hear you.
All right, I got something to share, and I just want to say thank you, Miss Blue, for last week's reading. You read me last week, for real. But I do appreciate it. And, since last week, you know what happened? I was like, I don't want to work no more, and I got fired. And I found out that my wife was pregnant.
I'm sorry.
You better know your wife.
Congrats, though, Corey. Congrats.
And my wife was pregnant. But I'm going to sing a song for y'all. This is a song that I can't even sing. But this is a song I wrote back in the day when I used to be trying to rap. So I'm going to go into that. But, when, you know, Miss Blue had to read me last week, for real.
And we hired it, Corey. We hired it.
Fired, like, in the morning, a nigga got fired. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not fucking with Miss Blue. Like, this song from my heart. It made me cry every time I sing it.
When we used to rap,
my boy Sonny Black did a beat, and I made this song. I can't sing, but check out the lyrics.
Okay.
So this is how the world begins. For all God's children, for the unborn child who still has decided to live. So fill your lungs and lift your voice in this world of tears. Somebody's gonna make you cry, but it won't be me, 'cause if I try, just let me know. And somebody's gonna break your heart, but it won't be me, 'cause if I start, just let me go. It's been a long, hard road, and I think I lost a lot of friends. I fall asleep at night just to see your face again. So this is how the world begins. For all God's children, for the unborn child who still has decided to live. That's what I got to share for y'all.
You did that.
That was so special.
Yeah, I wrote those lyrics off a real hot beat. I wish y'all could hear the beat. It was back in the 90s. My man Sonny Black made a beat that inspired those lyrics. Yeah.
That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. And, you know, when we started the show, I talked about those babies not yet to be born that was listening, and those who have made their transition, and about how we're having new souls incarnating from Mars. That's what the asteroid is all about.
Yeah, you know I listen, Ms. Blue. I'm down by law. I've been down for about 2-3 years.
I know. And so when you came on and just kind of blessed us with you, let me tell you what I think is so beautiful about what you did, is that you did what a lot of us can't do. And that is, sometimes we want the mirror to be placed in front of our face. But then when we see that shit, we start backtracking. It's like, oh, can't go that way. And you came back. And this is what I want everybody to really, really understand this, because I got an influx of emails from brothers based off of that reading I gave you. And so many of them said that they were able to see themselves in exactly what transpired between the reading I was giving you. And a lot of times we don't know if we've truly internalized something. Like, really, you know what I mean? We can sit here and we can intellectualize it ourselves and say, we got it. But for you to come back and to be so vulnerable for yourself, to put this out into the ethers for yourself, is powerful. You'll never, ever forget whatever you needed to learn from that lesson. You see? And even the fact of you getting fired from your job, it solidified so many things for you. And it brought you face to face with the mirror. So all of those things, that some of those were fears you had about what if and what will happen and what should I do, you're able to face it. And now that you've come on the remix and sung for over 2 million people, I mean, how much more naked do y'all want this brother to get? He's a married man. We can't keep doing this, Corey. So, beautiful.
Well, yeah, I appreciate everything that you do, you know, and the dedication that you have for the remix. Like I said, I've been listening to you for like 2 years, and big shout out to Bobby Hammond. I want everybody to pray for him, because that's kind of why I started listening to the remix, but I gained so much. But ain't nothing, you know, for everybody who out there listening, sent you emails. After I listened to the download, I was like, you know, Miss Blue was giving me a lot of blessings, but you're on the air, you can't listen. You're not listening because you got your ego in it. But when I went back and listened to it, I was like, you know, she was giving me a lot of blessings. So I ain't playing with you right now because I got fired last time, so I ain't playing with you the whole lot. But that's my song, though.
That's what's up, Corey.
That is what's up, Corey. And just love to you and your beautiful family. And definitely, you know, I know you gonna do what you gotta do and been doing. That's the beauty in it. And then you're gonna come back and sing another song for. I love that, Corey. That was beautiful. Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff.
All right, well, y'all hold it down.
All right, Corey.
Peace.
Peace and love.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
Really beautiful. Blessings to you, Corey, and Nisha over there.
And Nisha, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yes. Wow. All right, let's see. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 617. 617, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line? Where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. It's Melissa, and I'm calling from Boston.
Melissa from Boston.
Good evening. So you know I was calling in initially for a reading. I've been trying to get to you for a month.
Okay.
I don't really have any poetry to share, and I'm a shower singer, and I don't know if I can beat the last brother.
Yes, you can. You can do it, girl.
Yeah, Melissa, you can do it.
I'm trying to think, well, what selection can I give y'all tonight?
Wait a minute. Spoken like a true shower singer. She said, what? What selection?
I don't know. How about a little Erykah Badu, since it's the Queen's birthday just passed in honor of
Erykah Badu.
Okay. I came to hear the band today. I ain't thinking about you. I came to hear the drummers play. Boom, clack, I'm in love with you. 'Cause of the things you do to me when you. I want a rim shot, ay, diggy diggy, rim shot, ay, come on. Rim shot, ay, diggy diggy, rim shot, ay, come on. That's all I got.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's a yeah, that was.
Thank you.
Beautiful
thank
voice.
You.
Thank you.
First thing I want to tell you is get your ass out the shower and start singing for real, girl.
I got stage fright, so I can do it for real. I can do it for you guys because it's over the phone. Y'all can't see me, but I got stage fright, so I got to get over that.
ain't nothing. That don't need to be frightened. That was beautiful.
Thank you. So, Ms. Blue, can I ask my question?
You can.
Okay. So, like, the last brother, I got fired 2 weeks ago. I kind of put it out into the ethers, but not really. Kind of. So, I'm experiencing where it's like, okay, I've finished grad school. I'm trying to do the day job thing. Thank you. But I keep, like, I started off temping because my unemployment ran out, and so it's like all these temp assignments, I'm not keeping them. They're not turning into anything, but really I don't know if I should be doing this or if I should kind of do this in my heart, but I need money. So that's where I'm like, stuck here.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'll say, money will come. And I don't say that lightheartedly. I say that in a very, very honest place because money flows on currency. Money is current, you know, the currency of money. And how it flows through you, your energy, really speaks to the generation or how you generate money. Just like a generator keeps currency going. I want you to just kind of hold that thought for me there. But let me ask you this. I see someone writing on something that looks like a board of some sort. What do you do?
I'm a marketeer. So what am I doing now?
No. No. Well, that's not what I mean. But tell me about your passion.
So there's two things. So the first thing is to launch a branding firm that deals with just, you know, individuals in the entertainment industry, music, fashion, beauty, you know, high net worth individuals, like high profile. Let me not say high net worth, high profile individuals. And
no,
bringing
you said
their,
what you But I get it. Go ahead.
And bringing their visions to life. So whether they have, like, clothing companies or whether it's just their own personal brands or, you know, their concepts and kind of taking those visions and materializing them through multiple channels. And then the other one is a like soaps. I want to make like soaps and body butters, not hair, but like soaps, body butters, candles, and, you know, kind of just be very nurturing and make some smell goods for like the boudoir. Like that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Okay, so here's the other thing I want to ask you, and thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Melissa, why, I'm still, what did you go to grad school for?
Communications management. So it's about strategically leveraging communications within an organization.
Okay. So this is you writing on the fucking board. Okay, so I get it. I'm trying to figure out where does that come in. Okay, so here's a couple of things that are really going on. I think is just my language. I know your vision is amazing, and there are many brothers and sisters out there who have taken your field where you have your passion and where you have your love at, and really have built it into a very, very successful. And I don't use that word often, but it is a successful work and have taken it to many, many heights. What is your fear?
There's two, that I'm not good enough I'm not good enough and then I'm going to be good enough and then have somebody try to take it from me. So it's like that duality, but really the first one is that I'm not good enough.
That you're good enough, but then you'll have somebody take it from you. Two things. Here's the first thing I want you to know is that, and I understand what you're talking about being good enough and then having somebody sort of come along and take it from you. And here's what I want you to do. You're in the position, and you sort of kind of call this into being. So just like Corey, you put it out there. It's about your job. You can't stand it. Can't stand the people you work with. They make you sick. When you go in there, you physically get sick. You ain't want to do it. And, oh, they got on your nerves. And when you were having fun, it was really when you were tapping into those areas that really tapped into your passion. And outside of that, there was no passion. So celebrate that. That's okay. That's okay to sort of kind of be in that space. Here's what I would recommend that you do. And I could, like, put you on the spot, like, put you on the spot, like, give you what you wish for. Give you, like, just boom, right there. Like, tell me in 1 minute, because this is something, and those of you, and Esther can tell you, who have taken the Kim business class that myself and Brother Bilal teach, had to do. We had this thing called Kim Moment, and one Kim Minute. So in 1 minute, I want you to tell me why I should hire you as a brandingpreneur or coach. Why should I do that?
If you are an audacious individual with a desire to heighten your brand, I am your go-to girl. I am a visionary enthusiast who will materialize your vision and work with you as a partner opposed to just as a client.
And what does that mean for me?
That means that instead of you going to another full-size firm or boutique firm who's going to just look at you as a number, I'm actually going to work with you as a partner and fine-tune your vision opposed to it being my own and bring your vision to life.
Really
speaking to a place of authenticity opposed to just manufacturing something that you spoke off to me or something that you brought to me. I'm really coming from a place of authenticity, so when your customers or whoever you're trying to reach, your stakeholders, whoever you're trying to reach with your messaging, hear it. They know it's from you and not from somebody who manufactured it for you.
Okay. And how soon are you ready to do this?
Tonight.
Okay. Beautiful. So send me an email, and I'll hire you to work on a project with me. We'll talk about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why not? It ain't like you got to get up in the morning. I mean, you know, I don't mean it like that, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
I get it.
I would love to talk to you about it. And really, because I see your vision here, this is the work you should be doing. I really see that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So now you've just told over 2 million people that. So they know too. So, yeah. Yeah, I see your vision. And you're on the right track. The one thing I want you to hold true to is that you have the vision, but I also want you to know that you're in the seat of a new beginner. And so as the new beginner with a vision, the beautiful thing about this is that you're free. You see?
Right.
And you get to do this your way. You get to learn this your way. You get to put this out your way. You get to stop dreaming about this, and you get to do it. Yeah. Mhm.
Thank you. I'm like, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
That's dope. Thank you, sis.
Well, thank you. I look forward to, you know, hearing from you. And we can set some things up, and I'm quite sure, you know, so many, you know, I did a show earlier a couple of months ago when I talked about that I had the vision, and I actually got the vision last year. I already know there are millionaires and billionaires that listen to the show now, and there will be so many new millionaires and billionaires that will be birthed. Myself, Brother Bilal, Sister Manya, Esther, and quite a few others. We work with a team of visionaries like yourself from all over. That is a part of what we call the origin, helping them with their inventions, their visions, and really putting them out in the world in a very big way. That's what we do with the Remix.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the gems. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, peace and love. You know, Mars is You know, Mars is sending out shit. The asteroids are crossing over. Random access memory is available to every fucking body. Let's use it, y'all. Let's get it.
Right.
Yes. And keep singing.
I will, too. I might have to find a little jazz
club
or something
now.
Keep
singing that, too. Yes.
That's the, you know, hey, that's the income there, too, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Divas. I appreciate you, and sis, I would definitely follow up with an email. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Likewise.
All right. Peace and love.
You too.
That was wonderful.
Aww, yeah. Magic makers.
Yeah, the magic maker. You know, she thought she was calling in for me to give her a reading, and she answered one of my questions I just put out in the universe a couple of minutes ago.
There you go.
Didn't even know. There it is. There it is.
All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347. 347, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Darren calling from New York.
Hey, Darren.
How you doing?
Greetings, Darren from New York.
Hi, Miss Lou.
Hi, Darren.
What's going on, Darren?
I'm good.
You calling Miss Air?
Yeah, a little rap.
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on, Darren. I just seen some crystals falling. Y'all better hold on and get ready for this. Darren is talking kind of calm, but he about to light it up.
Yeah, he always does.
I just seen a whole bunch of amethyst crystals falling down. Okay, so let me get focused. All right, hold on. Let me cross my legs. I'm ready, Darren.
Let me see. Here you go. Trying to figure out a new route. The hunger is the source. It's the reason we start from the bottom to the heart. New York beat. I keep it moving on the concrete. It's a city that never sleeps, so why should I? I need that capital. See a couple mil in my lifetime for real. And if these words penetrate the right minds with the if these words penetrate the right minds with the skills. Can I do it over? I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay. All right, we're going to Esther, settle down. Esther, settle
down. I'm chilling, okay?
All right, I'm going to get up and do it. Hold on. Hold on, here you go. All right, one more time, hold on. All right. Trying to figure out a new route. The hunger is my source. It's the reason we start from the bottom to the top, New York. Bottom to the heart, New York beat. I keep it moving on the concrete. It's the city that never sleeps, so why should I? I need that capital. See a couple mil in my lifetime for real. And if these words penetrate the right mind with the pen and skills, my only way to vent, so let's build. Try to save my eye. Close my eyes. See the vision. It's crazy. It's crazy. Is it time over money or money over time? My only regrets, I worked hard, not smart. Damn, how much time I got left in this lifetime to the next. Search for definition, define the meaning. What's my position on the board? A player. That's it. I'm sorry, I was kind of nervous.
That's okay.
All right, Darren. That's all right.
It was
high, Darren. It was high. You got another one? Do you have another one to share?
I recently got a new phone, so all my poems and stuff got erased. So that's why.
Random access memory. You can retrieve them all tonight.
So how you like it, Ms. Blue? How y'all like it? Cool.
I love it.
Yeah, what's that?
Yes, okay. That was what's that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. trying to come on my shell a little bit.
Aww. That's so beautiful. Love
that's beautiful, there. Yeah, okay. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Darren. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes?
Two questions. Ms. Blue?
Yes?
You say you see a lot of crystals falling?
I did. As soon as you spoke, I seen a... Wow, I just seen all of these amethyst crystals just coming down, just almost like rain, and really what that speaks to, it has a lot to do with your energy and where you are. The amethyst crystal is... Wait a minute, Darren. I have to say something. I have to say something. It's so freaking funny. And some of you will get the joke. But I have this amethyst crystal here, this brother who father dug it out the ground in Tanzania, and he sent it to me. And I keep it right here on my my mantle, my altar here that I use for the remix here. And, you know, the amethyst has, like, a lot of power in it. Of course, we know that the frequency is one of the highest spiritual vibrations. It is connected with a lot of our upper chakras and really kind of opening that up. But one of the things that I see for you is... I want you to go up because, you know, with this energy, like I said, we're doing a lot of recalibration for ourselves. And I see almost like your 19th chakra just really sort of kind of pulsating itself and spinning. And it's almost like an alchemist doing some work. I want to tell this story because it's flashing in my mind right now. Darren, and I want you to begin to think about this, and you'll be able to apply that to your life right now and things that are going on with you. And the main thing is there is this jewelry company, and I just seen this flash across the news before the show. There's this jewelry company that takes old guns that have been confiscated by the New York Police Department. So these are contrabands that are legal contrabands, or these are weapons that have been used in crimes. They have been used to do a whole lot of things to people. And what they have done is they have melted all of these parts down, and they have turned them into beautiful pieces of jewelry. And this is kind of what speaks to your life. And I think about that because that same process, that what these gentlemen are performing, they are modern-day alchemists. Yes, they are artisans in every sense of the way of why they're taking some of this. And they were talking about a young lady who was not a single mother, but she had recently been married. She was 28 years old. I think she had a child, and she was killed. And they were talking about the gun that actually killed her. What beautiful piece of jewelry that they turned the pieces from that gun into. Now, here's the spiritual process of that. They did what alchemists throughout ancient times have been known to do. They take coal and they turn it into gold. They take coal and they turn it into gold. And that coal that they've turned it into gold, they've done that. Well, these gentlemen have done that same process, and they've taken things. Yes, somebody is putting it in the chat room. Thank you. They've taken this, and they've changed that. And, you know, I was watching the story of one of the gentlemen who did that, and he was talking about how passionate he was, and everybody, all of the artisans that were there that began to work with this jewelry and change these things, sort of these things, if we look at it on a human level, these things that are very difficult and challenging to look at as a human being, that on so many levels we could say is wrong, and turned it into some energy. They've changed the frequency, the vibration in it, and made it beautiful. This is also the same process that happens with minerals and different elements that come together to make the amethyst. That's why the amethyst is one of the most powerful crystals, and even though we're finding new crystals every day, it's one of the most powerful crystals on the planet. Now, these gentlemen who did this, I was looking at them and kind of did a mini reading on them, and suddenly I was taken back in a flash. And what has happened, not for all of them that are there, but the gentleman who started the business, is that in a past life, he committed a lot of crimes and a lot of murders for a lot of people. He did. He committed a whole lot of crime with a lot of people. And so this is really sort of his work to really change the frequency and energy of the vibration coming into the planet. And I say that to you because I'm looking at you and I'm looking over the course of your life, and I want to ask you a question. Do you wear ties?
Yeah, we talked last my call, we talked about the my past life.
Did we really do that? See,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is why I'm so thankful I don't remember this shit. Like, I would be because I'm picking this all up for you, but thank you again for the verification. And I don't know if I told you this because, you know, we have many past lives, but actually you have been beheaded before in a past life. Did I tell you that already?
Nah, you didn't tell me that.
Okay.
He's like, damn. I'm going to need to hear about that.
But listen, I say that to you because you know how sensitive you are about anything on your throat chakra and your neck. That's a sensitive area for you.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. The last time you told me I did something else in my past life, so like...
Well, damn, you must be the past life guy, because I really don't give out past life. Like, I have to be really spiritually moved to do that. Like, you know, I don't. Even when people ask me if that's not what I'm doing, because I energetically go to another place, I can do it, but I just kind of allow that to go naturally. But listen. Good. So you've got two. That's a good thing. So here's the thing. In the past life, we're in this particular past life where you were beheaded. Let's talk about that. And some of you out there can relate to this, and probably have had, you know, some run-ins with this. But this is what I want to say to you is because your soul level, you're a very evolved soul here. The things that you have really had the area of most challenging is when it came for you to step up and say what you got to say.
Yeah.
That's challenging for you. Because in this particular past life, you were like a clergyman. And you were talking about things that was way ahead of your time. Way ahead of your time. And they didn't really understand you. And so it was during the time for the witch hunt. So this is why you like chicks that's really into metaphysics. There's nothing more sexy to you than a chick that really can get down with the knowledge, you know. But you were around the time with the witch hunt. And even though you were a man in that past life, you were there, and they kind of threw you in with the witches, only they were burning the witches, and they beheaded you. Because you were speaking your truth. And I want you to see how powerful this is, because you have so much inside of you. If you guys could jump inside this young brother's head and just see the shit he thinks about 9 to 5, it probably would blow your mind. You need to start getting this out, and however you want to get it out. And literally sometimes you walk around and an expression you've used in the past is like, it feels like your head's going to explode. Haven't you said that before?
I can't remember, but...
Well, that's okay. Think about it. Maybe not those exact words, but just having so much going on in your head with thoughts and things that are coming down. It's important for you to begin to journal your thoughts. It's important for you to begin to express yourself. Get yourself an amethyst crystal, because amethyst is a portal, a gateway opener. And even though we typically connect the amethyst with the crown chakra, it's actually really a great activator for our communication portal.
Okay.
And that's the portal right now with you that is calibrating itself, and it's pulling up ancient memory with you. A lot of ancient memory, but it's an opportunity for you to begin to bring yourself in wholeness. And let me ask you, talk to me about you in school
at this point in time, or in the past.
No, at this time. Have you thought about taking a class or doing something with school? Because I really see that this is around in your energy, dealing with something, some sort of schooling or learning something. What is that?
I think yesterday I was reading, stumbled across a particular school as far as, like, public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
That popped up yesterday. I looked
yeah.
into and I don't
uh-huh.
know. That's mm-hmm. one of the things.
So this is, yeah, this is beautiful because I want you guys to see how this is your confirmation for you right here. And this has to do with you speaking up. But one of the things that's so beautiful about understanding, we are certainly not our past, but our past cannot be separated from us as well, too. But one of the things that's so beautiful about this confirmation, it really is going to help you with your communication because now you understand it is an internal hesitation that's going on with you because there's still a part of you that feels that if you say what you need to say, they're going to say, whoop, and chop your head off. But we've revealed that. You understand? We've revealed that. And so now this is here. I do want to encourage you guys, you definitely need to become self-invested. These programs, and not just myself, other brothers and sisters that have out there, we're about to do some things on the Know Your Magic, some components from the Kim Business class and self-invested. These are what all of these things are for. Even the shows that we do, the Mojo Magic shows, these shows that myself and Esther do, all of these shows we do, it's really to help in so many different levels. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely going to get out and get the amethyst.
Yes. Yeah. Get that amethyst. Get that amethyst and then use your phone to record yourself just talking and not even talking about some shit you think is hot shit. Talking about, I'm just walking, I'm looking outside, I'm going over here. Record yourself because you need to become comfortable with your own vibration again. And this is what your ancient knowledge is telling you, is that you have to be comfortable with hearing your own vibration, hearing Darren. Hearing Darren's vibration and understanding what that means, not just on this level here, but really at a soul level. So record yourself talking. Record yourself speaking to yourself. Record yourself having that conversation with yourself and really speaking those words of power. You can work with the God, Tahuti. He never has too many brothers coming because a lot of you brothers have been in the priesthood with him anyway. But really work with the God Tahuti and get you an amethyst and begin to work with that and hold that amethyst once you clear it and charge it. Hold it on your vocal because we think about the fifth energy center as the portal of communication. But remember, that's internal and external communication, not just through voice or auditory communication. It's about telepathy communication, communication we're having with our higher selves, and communication that we're having with our body, with our energy. It's with everything that we do, our life force energy communication. It is the portal of all forms of communication, both written, non-written, ancient, and future. It is the communication portal. So hold that amethyst on your throat chakra, and that will help you to attune it, and so you can begin to work with the crystal and also work with yourself and speaking up. Because this carnation, you did come back in a very big way to express yourself through that portal of communication. You're not going to be beheaded in this life. And so that's some more good news for you.
Thanks, Ms. Poole. Thanks.
Yeah, peace and love to you.
All right, Darren. Peace and love. Thanks
good night,
for sharing. Good night. Wow. We have 15 minutes left. Where did the time go?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. We have 15 minutes left.
Who knew?
I cannot believe that. I was like, where did the time go?
We have 15 minutes. Left to Go in the remix. Oh, my. All right. I guess we better get it in while we get it in.
That's right. That's right. Let's go to, I believe this is a Skype call. Skype call, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, good night, Esther. And
hey,
Blue.
Griffin.
Greetings, Griffin.
Yes, it's Griffin calling from Jamaica. I don't know why the number come up as Skype. It normally should come up as 855.
Okay. Well, you and Mars. You on Mars. That's okay. We got you. We got you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I really called to share a part of a story I wrote in class.
Yeah.
Right. So the title of the story is called The Memory Tree. Okay. The great oak tree stood like a monolith in the open pasture. Branches spread out far and wide, with an amalgamation of lush green leaves that whistle and sing as the wind danced through them with gentle flow. The wind would lift up whole branches rather quickly and then slowly dropping them down, making the movement seem like that of an experienced dancer. Each leaf would flip momentarily on its back, its matted backside, then back to the front, showing its extremely shine front side. This movement caused the tree to come alive like an electric show of a Vegas road sign. However, this was being produced by nature and not the hand of a man. The oak expressed itself against the backdrop of a dimming evening sky. The sky was painted with yellow and orange with shades of magenta. The clouds appeared to be like cotton candy if you could touch them.
Ow. Oh.
All right. I'm sorry. I got lost in the story. So I guess let me just finish up to the next part. Sorry about that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I can't tell if you was done or not. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. The clouds appear to be like cotton candy if you could touch it. If you could touch it as they drifted along the picturesque sky, drenched in the color of the evening. David felt a sense of nostalgia as he observed all this in silent reverence. He would not see the sky and pasture for a very, very long time, as he was now moving from the country, heading to Kingston to go to Yui. With his most precious memories all seemed to be centered around the tree, his first kiss, earliest childhood memory of playing Yurit, the time when his father scolded him for not wanting to be a doctor and following in his footsteps, the first time he had a transcendent experience, or even thought he saw and met God for the first time. There was even a time when his mother and father fought over whether or not the tree should stand in the open pasture, as it would be cut down for the development of the land. He smiled gently as he remembered how he hid his father's chainsaw to prevent him from cutting it down. I'll just stop it right there, because it's kind of a long story.
Oh.
So.
That's a beautiful intro to it, though.
I got a homework to, you know, choose a topic, and they gave a couple of topics, and I just heard memory tree and I just started writing, and funny enough, it's for English language class.
Uh-huh.
It just really, I don't know, I just wanted to share that because I love when I get the opportunity to actually speak and share with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw, that was beautiful, Griffin.
That was beautiful, Griffin. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much. Miss Blue?
Yes.
I know the time is running out. Probably I should make it quick. I just wanted to quickly ask you, there's a lot I've kind of going on in thoughts and decision making, and I know that it's key for me to, you know, have a vision of what I want, but I really would like to get some, I would say, get divine guidance from you tonight, where I am right now, because there's a lot that's really great, and then there's a lot that really shows up where I'm dealing with insecurities in many cases, but the thing that really helps me is to remember to be grateful and stuff, but I really want to kind of just get some divine guidance from you tonight, if possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want a reading?
Miss Boo, yes, thank you.
I love it. I love the way you said divine guidance, and just some beautiful divine guidance, and I really love that. Okay, so let's talk about some divine guidance and what kind of is going on, you say, when you have some insecurities that are going on. One of the things I want you to take a look at when it comes to having insecurity, that can happen, and everybody kind of go through those different phases where, you know, we're not feeling as secure with ourselves as perhaps we would like to. I'm going to do a little Kim spread for you here really, really quick. And Griffin, do you have your Kim deck?
Yes, miss. Yes, miss. I walk around with it everywhere I go.
Well, good. Well, tonight you're going to use it. Because what I want you to do is I want you to shuffle. I want you to shuffle a couple of times for me. And I want you to, you know, really kind of set the intent of how you can begin to move yourself forward and to be back in that place of harmony so you can make your right action for yourself. That's what I want you to do. And then I want you to pull three cards, and then I want you to tell me what your three cards are.
Okay. Right. And the first one, the first one I actually pulled was
go ahead and tell us.
Card number one, Know Your Magic. The second one, I don't know why I'm laughing like this.
Yeah, you
maybe
do.
Maybe I do. The second one is, okay, the second one is Hetero number 8. And the fifth one is, the last one I pulled was number 5, Tehuti, Perception. Perception is the key to life.
So take a look at that, Griffin, because I think we both can agree, even though you're saying, well, I don't know why I pulled that, it made you laugh. It took you out of the space you were in with feeling insecure. You wasn't feeling insecure when you seen that Know Your Magic. You lit your ass lit up. You was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was what it was.
So the reason I say that is, let's take a look. The first very card, of course, Know Your Magic. That's an opportunity, and for those of you who have the Kim deck, to really kind of get into your space, and it's for you to get back inside of your body. for you to take the opportunity to get back into your body, to get focus back on the things that you love, focus back on the things you're passionate about. When you were reading your poetry piece or your assignment there, because it was poetry, when you were reading that, you were really able to feel the passion in it and to hear that. A lot of times when we don't know what's going to happen next, we freak out. Why are we freaking out? I don't know, because, you know, most of the time we don't know what the hell is going on anyway. But as soon as we are aware, we don't know what we think we know, but we didn't know. We freak out. And why? Because we know that we are creators in our own reality. And if that is the case, then what is there to freak out about? What is there to get into that space of uncertainty? What is that? And I get when that energy comes over you. And that's when it's a really beautiful time for you to begin to affirm knowing your magic. It's not about knowing the future. It's not about knowing absolutely what everybody else does, because you can't control that shit. Even if you know, and I would say to you guys, for myself and others of you out there who do readings and really can really be able to see things, nothing is written in stone, but see the 99.9% of what would happen if things don't change. You talk about freaking out. Sometimes it's a very challenging position to be in, because you get a chance to be side by side with people you love and you care about, and you're able to really get a whole nother level of understanding. And so it puts you in a position of humbling yourself, not judging them and not even judging yourself, but humbling yourself to understand that we're all on this journey doing the very best that we can with what we can, learning every step of the way. And sometimes learning comes through tears. Sometimes learning comes through love. Sometimes it comes through joy. And sometimes it even comes through our own fears and insecurities. That's a part of learning as well while we're growing up here on Earth. All of those things is a part of the journey. But the hardest thing for us to do is really get in that place of stillness. This is why I do so much of the vision work. This is why it's so important that the very first card in the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck is about taking pause and going into a meditative state. It's about taking that pause, and it's about being able to be on your own clock. Very shortly here, we all will be changing our clocks if we live in the West, most of us, to calibrate ourselves to what the world says is day and to what the world says is night. But I challenge all of us, the purpose of going it within, understanding these meditative practices, these practices of being still, the practice I call knowing your magic, is going inside your body, so that you can begin to watch things. You can begin to see how you are manifesting yourself, how you're creating things in your life, how you're getting an opportunity to make a choice that maybe you wouldn't have made. You're getting an opportunity not to be reactive to your emotions, but to embrace them and to love them. It's okay to feel insecure. It really is. If you recognize what is at the core of your insecurity. But we don't want to get ourselves into a spiritual fix where we're just looking for antidotes to kick us out, like a drug addict that's trying to get high and just want to move on to the next step and not feel anything. A lot of us have become conscious with our words and with the things that we're posting on Facebook and the things that we're doing, but inside of our hearts we've become cold as the planet Mars. And this is the time to feel the warmth, feel the love. So go within, Griffin. Go within. You're there. You're in a perfect place. Recognize it and things will become clear. Just take the time to go at your pace and not anyone else's. And that's why you were laughing. That's why you were smiling, because your higher self knows it. And the Know Your Magic card first coming out was the first one to let you know. So I want to say peace and love to all of you guys out there. We have about 20 seconds left to go in the remix. I would encourage you to download, download, download. For the rest of you, I will see you in Self-Invested tomorrow and then back here on the remix on Sunday night. It's always a joy when Esther is also hosting. So love to you, my sister, for being here with
yes,
me tonight.
Love to you, too. And all the remix family.
Yes, Ashe, we in the after hour. It's time to turn it up. Turn it up. No, I'm playing. It's time to turn it up. Download, download, download. And much love to you guys. And just to let you guys know that see you on Sunday night. You know what to do. If you like the remix, like it. If you love it, love it. Go love it on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. Send a message to us. Let us know you love it. But you want to go over to the remix family page because the priestess will be kicking it off, and it's going to just be some powerful things. So, Griffin, that's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you that is that you're in a beautiful place right now. You're in a place where you're knowing your magic in the way that you sent out into the universe. And you heard the callers here tonight, Corey and then the sister Melissa. We are getting back what we asked for very, very quickly. You know? So we definitely don't want to put ourselves into a place of distraction, because two things that distract us from everything, sex and drama, that's what takes us when those things are put out of place, sex and drama. And a lot of times that's the driving force behind why we do anything that we're going to do, is to get to one of those places. Yes.
That's true.
Thank you very much, Miss Blue.
All right. Well, peace
and
love.
Thank you very much.
Peace and
love. Esther.
Peace and love, Griffin. Yes.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you, too. Just thank you for those beautiful words. You blessed us with that story. I love it. And keep sharing and just keep knowing your magic. And that's it. And allow yourself to not be reactive to your emotions, but embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace that this is how you feel. And you know, that's just so beautiful how you recognize that about yourself. That right now I'm feeling a little insecure. You know what I mean? Because we have those answers inside of ourselves. And it's okay to feel insecure. It's about looking at where the cause of that is. And then just begin to allow ourselves to move past there. Move past that point. You can't stay insecure. You can't. You know, so do something, as Pharrell says, that makes you happy. Yeah, you do what makes you happy.
I love that.
Yeah, do something that makes you happy. And do that.
Yeah.
That's right. Clap along if you can. And just get happy. Yeah. Thank you for that, Griffin. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Griffin. Peace and love.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Whew. Yeah. Who is right? Mhm. Yes. Yes.
Yes. All right, you guys. So listen up. We covered a lot of stuff here tonight, and I don't know about you guys, but it's a long weekend for me over here. And, it's going to be a long, beautiful weekend for me over here. And we'll see you guys in South Invested tomorrow. And then, of course, back here in the remix on Sunday. And, it's a lot of interesting energy that's out there. And we definitely have access to random access memory. And so that memory can take us so many different places. It's a great time to get a download. It's a great time to know your magic. It's a great time to, you know, really kind of focus the energy on yourself and, love yourself, you know? Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It really is. So, Again, question for Blue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, Blue, at gmail.com. And don't forget to go over to the Remix Radio page. And all you have to do is click like. And for those of you, if you go in the show notes, you will see where there is a tiny URL there. And you can click that. And if you have a smartphone or a smartphone device, you will be able to download the Remix app and have that with you. And that's going to do a couple of things. It's going to connect you to all the places you can find the Remix at, including here. So you can go back and download, listen to this show. If you are on iTunes, subscribe, leave a message, you know, let us know what you think about the Remix and just this wonderful, beautiful universe, this solar system that we have built over here that is shining bright all over the cosmic universe, all over the world. So much love, warm spirit, and much love to you guys out there. We're going to get ready to go out of here. Maybe we'll play some music as we close out. Esther's on the ones and twos. Ain't you on the ones and twos?
I'm on the ones and twos.
Wait, I forgot something. I got a beautiful letter from a brother today, and I just have to get this in because I made myself a note, said I wouldn't forget. But a beautiful note from the brother today, the show that I did about the green apple and talking about the sister Nancy and Peter and the goldfish. He sent me a very interesting article. We'll have to talk about this again. And this is, it is the very first place in America where there was a black community. And the place is called Brooklyn, Illinois. Real interesting energy about everything going on in Brooklyn, Illinois. And so we're going to send some energy to raise up the ancestors there and all of that amazing, huge place where it was a lot going on. In that particular area where they had schools and everything. So I would love to, you know, as soon as he sent it to me, so many of them started speaking to me, telling me stories. I said, okay, but not tonight, y'all. We're going to talk about this, right? Ms. Yes. Luke ain't doing that tonight with y'all. I got to get ready for the Remix. But I did say I would mention it tonight so we can just send love and light to all of those. A lot of people crossing over. At this particular time, as we speak right now, there are a lot of spirits reincarnating or getting ready to reincarnate back on the planet. So be careful what you're doing out there. But a lot of them are reincarnating at this particular time, which is a beautiful thing. And we have the energy of Mars and all kinds of things that are going on. So really use it for your highest vibration. I wish you guys nothing but peace and love and until we come back again in the Remix. So download, everybody. All right, Esther on the ones and twos. What are we going to hear when we're getting up out of here?
All right. Let me see here. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Struggling for such a long time. celebrate, baby. Yeah, you gotta live it up.
All right. Peace and love, everyone. Peace.